Bill Swofford, and I have been your host for Mount Hill Cemetery. Thank you for joining me for this bonus episode, The Truth About Mount Hill Cemetery. The story of Mount Hill Cemetery has been a very long process for me. There have been different steps and stages throughout this story. All these years, I still felt that there was a story within Mount Hill. I don't even know if this podcast will be the last stage of the story, or just another beginning. I had no idea if anyone would even listen to the podcast. I honestly told myself that if I could just get one listen per episode, that I would see it through to the end. And here we are. So far, this podcast has gone better than what I expected it. I wanted to say thank you to everyone who listened. In this episode, I'm going to tell you how I'd come up with the story of Mount Hill Cemetery and the different stages that I had gone through. The Mount Hill Cemetery story goes all the way back to 2007. The story takes place in a town called Eaton, and there is a real town called Eaton, Ohio. And in this town, there is an actual cemetery called Mount Hill. I use this cemetery as a setting for the story. I had an idea for a story, but I had to put it down on paper and then put it all together to make sense. For me, that wasn't easy. I had a story, but I had a problem. I am really bad with grammar. I've gotten better throughout the years, but back then it was really bad. At this time, I was driving an 85 Camaro, and I had to start writing the story while living at a motel called the Deerfield Inn outside of Eaton. The motel used to be called the Sundown Motel. It took a year and a half to write the book, and another 6 months to see it to a hardcover. It was 2009. Between that time, I had moved out of the motel, and by the time I had finished the book, I was back at the motel, the same motel, and in the same room. The tunnel and the crypt are an interesting part of the story, and they really do exist at Mount Hill Cemetery in Eaton, Ohio. I never knew about the path as a kid until I was at a friend's house, and his mom took us for a walk, and we had gone through the cemetery. We had gone down the path, and that was the first time that I had seen the crypt. But at this time, there was nothing that looked like a tunnel entrance. So we go forward maybe 10 years after that, and I was walking down the path at the cemetery, and I discovered what looked to be a tunnel entrance in the hillside. I don't know if it was really a tunnel entrance or not, but that's what it looked like to me. Now there is two sections to the cemetery, and a white maintenance building in between the two sections. But there is no maintenance building in the middle of the old section. I just put that in there. The real cemetery, the old section, does sit next to the community pool in Eaton. This is how I come up with each place in the story. Now, why did Derek have to work there? When I started writing the story, I had gotten out of construction work and had a hard time finding a job. I did have an aunt and uncle who did work and take care of a couple of cemeteries, and always thought that was cool. And I can't remember how the story actually all fell together. I did spend a lot of time walking around that cemetery. I wrote the first draft with pen and paper, then the next 3 to 4 drafts of the story was done on a computer. Once I had it to where I thought it was done, I wanted the manuscript to be edited. I couldn't find anyone to read it, so I went online. I found a self-publisher, and they had an editing option. This cost me a couple thousand dollars. And once I got it back, the grammar still sucked when I got to see the hardcover. I threatened to sue over it until they refunded my money and did a re-edit for free. Whenever the re-edit was done, it was still bad. It still needed a whole lot of work. And whoever bought the original copy knows this. But the book was published, it wasn't on store shelves, only online, and only in hardcover. This is where my biggest problem comes in. This is always my problem with anything that I do. I don't know how to promote my work. I always tell people I am a nobody trying to make something out of nothing. The book did sell some copies. I did receive my first royalty check for $50, but then it all slowed down to nothing. Preble County Library did buy a copy. I don't know if it's still there or not, but I thought it was cool. I did get to sign one autograph, which was embarrassing. I was laid off from work and on unemployment. My daughter had come to stay with me for a few days, and I had to go to a food bank. When I turned the paperwork into the lady read the name on the papers and asked, "Aren't you that writer?" I said, "I guess." And then she told me about a lady who also worked there, who had read my book and had been talking about it. When I went to go get the food, the lady who had read the book had come up to me and asked for my autograph and talked to me about the book. This is the only autograph that I've ever signed. Eventually, everything had come to a stop with the book. I don't even own a copy of the book. I had to borrow a copy of the book when I started to get into doing ebooks. That's when I did part one of Mount Hill Cemetery. I am still borrowing that book because I had to use it to do this podcast. Podcast and book are different. I hope the podcast is better than what the book was. Will this be the end of Mount Hill Cemetery? I don't know. I will leave it up to you all, the listeners. So if you want to see more of Mount Hill Cemetery in the future, please share this podcast where and with whoever you can. I want to end this by saying thank you to everyone who has listened and joined me for this stage of the story of Mount Hill Cemetery. And I will end this like the rest. If you want to give your ears a break and check out a good ebook, go to barnesandnobles.com and check out Mount Hill Cemetery Part 1 by William Swofford. There you will find more details into the story that is known as Mount Hill Cemetery. So go to barnesandnobles.com and pick you up a copy. This podcast and music was put together and performed by William Swofford.